here's a story from The World.
The Black Lives Matter movement that began in the U.S. has reverberated around the globe. For one grieving family in rural South Wales in the U.K., the movement has given them hope for justice. Last summer, 13-year-old Christopher Capessa, who was black, drowned when a schoolmate, who was white, pushed him into a river. The judicial system refused to prosecute the suspect. But now that could change. Reporter Brenna Daldorf has our story.
Christopher was probably the most bubbliest live wire you could ever wish to meet.
That's Hilary Brown. She's a lawyer based in Barry, Wales. She first met Christopher Capessa back in 2018 when she was giving Christopher's mom, Alina Joseph, some legal advice. She said Christopher was always in motion.
He didn't stay still. He was absolutely full of life and full of fun.
Those images of Christopher have been precious to her ever since she got a call last summer.
My colleague contacted me and told me that there had been an incident and Alina's 13-year-old son had sadly died.
Christopher was gone. Brown drove up the next day to be with Alina, who's a single mom with six other children. Brown was worried Alina wouldn't have much support in the village where she lives in rural Wales.
I believe she is either the only or one of two black families that live in the area. And so I thought it would be absolutely necessary for myself and my colleagues, two other black women, to travel up to speak with her.
When she got there, she found Alina in a state of shock. Christopher had been out with a group of schoolmates when he drowned.
She was being told that Christopher sadly died as a result of no more than a tragic accident.
That's what the police said. But it wasn't clear how Christopher, who couldn't swim, ended up in the water.
Initially, there was a version of him jumping in the water. And quite quickly, there was a version of him slipping into the water. And within 3 or 4 days, there was another version of Christopher being pushed into the river.
Brown started to have doubts about the police investigation. There were at least 14 witnesses to Christopher's death, but she says initially the police only interviewed 4, and that wasn't all.
We had gone to visit the scene and was absolutely dismayed to find out that the scene hadn't been secured.
And there was something else that Brown thought the local police weren't taking seriously, but that Brown, as a woman of color, immediately thought of. Since moving to Wales in 2011, Alina and her family had faced serious racist abuse.
There was a physical attack of one of her children. Another of her children, a little girl at the age of 5, was urinated on. The family received threats, letters, abusive phone calls, graffiti, and all of the usual very unpleasant ways that people can try to terrorize and intimidate you.
That day at the river, Christopher was the only black child present. Alina and Brown worked with an anti-racism group to make a formal complaint about the investigation into Christopher's death, and a new investigative team was brought in. Eventually, the investigators handed over their findings to the Crown Prosecution Service, or CPS, the body that decides if a crime can be prosecuted. In February of this year, the CPS sent Brown a letter.
The letter informed us that the Crown Prosecution Service had decided that although the evidential threshold for a charge of manslaughter was made out, it was considered not in the public interest to charge anybody with the manslaughter of Christopher.
So Christopher had been pushed, but they didn't want to prosecute the kid who did it. They argued that the point of the youth justice system is to make sure a minor doesn't reoffend. And they said the suspect was a good student, mature for his age, wouldn't do something like that again.
I had this overwhelming feeling that the Crown Prosecution Service had considered a priority to be to protect the young boy and place no value on the life or death of Christopher. I believe that had there been a different situation where 14 or 15 young black boys and girls were present and an incident led to the death of one white boy, I honestly and firmly believe there would have been arrests. and there would have been charges.
Brown helped Alina file an appeal. They were waiting for a response when, in May, George Floyd was killed by a police officer in Minneapolis, and Black Lives Matter protests occurred across the world, including in South Wales. Brown says it's changed the discussion.
It has focused a lot of people's attention to the frequency of injustice for the Black community, which hopefully increases the amount of anxious scrutiny that the justice systems comes under.
She says it's given her hope that the CPS will agree to prosecute the crime.
Often, all we have is hope.
The CPS says it will announce its decision on the appeal on July 20th. A few weeks ago, about 100 people gathered to mark the one-year anniversary of Christopher's death. They stood in a parking lot near the soccer field where Christopher loved to play.
We were able to release some white doves representing Christopher and his siblings. I think we went through every season in the day. We went through rain, we went through wind, and we eventually ended up in sunshine as the doves were released.
For The World, I'm Brenna Daldorf.